Okay, welcome back to my channel and welcome back to the property market. Okay, June, to me, June is a very slow month. You know, as usual, it's school holiday and there's a lot of people going overseas and Singaporeans enjoy going for their holidays. So June is a very slow month. Yes, of course, you do have viewings. Yes, of course, I still sell some of the units. But overall, okay, we're just saying overall, it's not that June 100% cannot sell, still can, but slower. But now we are reaching the end of June already, and the school holidays actually starts on, I think, 28 June or something. It's before July comes. So slowly, slowly this week, you will see people start to come back, viewing start to come back, because nobody normally, normally those that have kids, right, they won't go for holiday and then last minute come back. Last minute, they have to come back 1 week before to do homework. I don't know now still got homework or not. My daughter's still very young, don't have homework. Okay, so in this episode, I'm going to share with you a very crucial thing, but we're going to separate into two parts. The first part, I'm going to do some storytelling. I know you all like storytelling. I got some new story, okay? One or two new story, and some is the continuation of that day, that storytelling of the outrageous agents, okay? Then the second part, I'm going to share with you one very crucial information. This information that I'm going to share in the second part, right, is actually the main thing. It will help you as a seller to understand the market. It will also help you as an agent to do better this year, because a lot of people are still very lost. They still don't get the direction of the property market this year. So the first thing is the storytelling. Okay, so what happened is, remember I told you the agent that always never come. Then end up, when I asked the agent, hey, you submit for HDB application, resale application, or the agent say, oh, okay, want to delay to the last day. Okay, then last day I wait already. Then I do have to message her. Then I told my seller, very funny, once she submit, then don't have any problem already. I won't have any problem with her already. So better she faster submit. After she submit, she messaged me, Aaron, the OTP, can you change the name? Huh? I say, what OTP, change what name? Then later on, I say, the HFE you send me is correct leh. So apparently, the HFE that the buyer has submitted, the name is not the full NRIC name. So they use a private lawyer for conveyancing. So the private lawyer asked them why the OTP NRIC name is not the full NRIC name. But apparently when the buyer submit the HFE to the HDB, right, they didn't write the full NRIC name, and HDB also approved. So my job is follow the HFE. Why? Because when we submit the case to HDB, HDB have this name tally to the system. If you write another name that doesn't tally with the HFE, then the submission will fail. So she says that, hey, the lawyer says must be NRIC name, ask me to change. Then in my heart, it's like, how can I change? This contract is already signed, everything already signed. Then you call me just like that, change the name or add name. So I don't think it's correct, legally, frankly speaking. So I don't want to be responsible for it. So I talked to the seller. I told the seller the situation. The seller and me laugh it out. It's the same thing. This agent is full of problems. So I told the seller also agree that we shouldn't change the name. So I told the agent, if your lawyer insists us to change the name, you call your lawyer to give me a black and white law. You know, give me a letter or you get your lawyer to call me. Then I will change. So after that, I say that, right, the lawyer never call me. She also never call me. So I say, you want to change, can you ask your lawyer to send me a black and white law? Or normally, the HDB officer will ask the buyer to write in themselves during the final appointment. It's not now, So cannot be, I write in later, got problem, it become my problem. So anyway, this case has been settled. Second story, very interesting. Second story, this is a very good story for a lot of people that is at the private property market. I tell you, a lot of people, they have a lot of problems, not with agents, but with the management office of the condo. So I have this deal where we managed to broker a early renovation for the buyer. So the seller agreed to give the buyer early renovation. So we signed the indemnity form, we put in the clause in the OTP, the lawyer recommend us to do this, do that, everything signed nicely, okay? Then when the buyer wants to go and apply from the management to say that he wants to start the reno, and he show the management that they have a letter to start the early reno and the seller agree, the management say, I never see this kind of letter before. I never see people haven't become older do reno before. So the management don't want to approve. Okay, so don't want to approve. So she asked for some section what from the lawyer. So the lawyer called the management office, provide the section what and what. She say, still not enough. You're not the owner. You need to show ownership proof. So obviously she doesn't want to approve the case. She doesn't want to give the reno permit to the buyer because she assumed that the buyer is still not the owner. So I don't know, is it under her bylaws or not that she cannot approve the case. So we get a little bit panicked already because the buyer paid a little bit more to the seller to start the reno early. So we asked the seller for help. So the seller went to call the management office and the management office, I don't know why lah, say, oh, can, everything can. But when the contractor submit again, the management office reject again, and the management office was very no manners lah, like want to scold the contractor like that, scold the buyer. So everything got very heated up. So later on, I think of a way. Because the seller is this is a mutually agreed thing and the seller is willing to help. Mama. So what happened is, I told the seller, seller, can you apply the reno permit for us till the day of completion when you're still the owner? Then after completion, I told the buyer that you go and apply the reno permit from the day you are the owner, means after completion, to later on. Then we submit like that. And then the management office approve. Okay, wait. You must see my moral of the story. My moral of the story is if you are the management office and you can approve it this way, why don't you suggest and recommend the buyer and seller on what to do? Why do you keep rejecting the application without giving a solution? Why do you keep telling the seller and buyer that it cannot be done this way? When actually there is a way that can be done, which I formulated it and the seller went to submit and the buyer went to submit and you approve it. Then in the first place, you shouldn't tell my customer, or the seller or the buyer or whichever, that it cannot be done. It can. It's just that you want the paperwork to be done this way. You tell people that you want to be let the paperwork done this way lah, you know. So this is a very, to me, it's a very WTF thing, because actually it's a very simple thing, and just by twitching the paperwork, she approved the case. Then what's the point? You know, you just have to explain to the seller and the buyer that it has to be done this way, rather than people going round and round, and then you tell the lawyers cannot, and then cannot, everything also cannot, then you reject people here and there. Then you didn't come up with a solution for the people involved. Okay? So these are some of the things that I meet every day. My job is to solve your problem. My job is to solve the problem for my customer, whether are you a seller or buyer, you know. And there's actually a lot of ways to solve problem. It's just whether things are being done correctly or not. And also, of course, when we solve problems, we want to do things legally. Also, I also always tell my agents, we want to solve problem, we make sure that everything we do is correct and legal. So when there's a problem, it's easier to solve. Don't be the one creating the problem. Don't be the one that created the problem because you never do things properly. Okay? Okay, so for the second part of this video is I've been trying to brainstorm when I was on a holiday. I was trying to brainstorm what to do. And I realized that I want to share this. I don't know if I have shared this or I may have shared this briefly in other videos. But I feel that one major biggest problem that a lot of sellers are having in today's market is the lack of experience from their agents. The lack of information from their agents. Okay, I don't know how to fully share this in a few words. Okay, so I'm going to share this in a whole video. So a lot of sellers have caught me throughout For the last, I think 1 month plus to 2 months, a lot of sellers have been calling me for help. To be frank with you, about 90% of my sellers now are sellers that have met problems with other agents and cannot sell. And a lot of this situation, after we spoke to the customer, we realized that the situation is that most of the time, I wouldn't say every time, most of the time is because the agent is incompetent, the agent is inexperienced, the agent doesn't know how to do a proper analysis. Another thing, and also this doesn't come from a new agent one. This can come from like a whatever millionaire or top agent or so on, okay? A lot of sellers today, they are just looking for help. They just want you to explain to them, give them a reassurance of what is happening, what can be done to make the situation better, how to increase the probability, and they just want the agents to be responsible. When unit starts to be harder to sell, right, agent become very irresponsible, because like you see, this unit cannot sell, so bo chap la, nobody call them bo chap la, you know, or like very little people call, so I don't really update the customer a lot, you know. People start to take it for granted and focus on things that can sell. But apparently in this market today, there is very little things that can sell. So there is a lot of things that cannot sell. So imagine today, there's a lot of units that cannot sell. So the agents in the pocket got a lot of units. And then they will only focus on like, let's say the top two or the top three that can sell. Then the rest cannot sell. They start to give what I call the half to attitude, you know, like don't care like that. Then don't go and give customer explanation, don't update the customer what is happening. So it's a very bad feeling, because when I spoke to a lot of these sellers, right, the things that they go through to me is amazing, because I will not allow that to happen, because I feel that as an agent, I'm being paid to provide a service, and the fees are not cheap. It's not like a low fee of a few hundred dollars. So I need to make sure that I uphold a certain quality. I need to deliver a certain quality. Even if the market is tough, I cannot deliver a result. I must deliver a process. So this is something that I feel that a lot of agents, they take it for granted and they lack the professionalism in it. So one of the major problems that a lot of sellers telling me is when they tell the agent that they want this price, they want that price, the agent always tell them can. When they ask the agent this price can sell or not, the agent say can. When they ask the agent next week of viewing or not, will have. Everything is a positive note. Yes, can, confirm, no problem. But a lot of this positive note come with a blank bullet. Come like they just farted like that, put, but no quality one. Because why agents want to everything also tell you yes, can, no problem. Why? Because they are very afraid to lose your business. You know, a lot of agents, I feel that there's two sides of it. Either they lack the ability to give a proper analysis, or they don't know what to do anymore. So when you as a seller ask them, hey, this price, can or not? They say can. Everything also can. Why? Because if I tell you no, right, you will not engage me. So they are very afraid that you don't engage them. And when the market is already so tough, they are even more afraid that the customer don't engage them. But this is wrong, because if you don't provide an analysis, you don't give the customer the correct information, the customer will just keep dragging. And if the selling get longer and longer and longer, you know the prices are going down. So maybe initially, if you can sell within 1 month, your price is here. But after 9 months, maybe your price is here. So by dragging, right, you're not helping the customer. By dragging, the seller also not helping himself. So we have to understand what kind of market situation we are at now. We are not at a market where today, if you don't sell, next year you can sell higher. We are not, definitely not at that market situation, unless you are holding on to a very, very good property, then maybe, okay? But from what I see today, 70% of the properties are not like this, okay? 70% of the properties are not like this. So a lot of times, I get incorrect prices. Seller says that they consult the agent say can. And the agent, sometimes they don't even care. They don't even bother that the seller is selling at the wrong price. Or even when the seller wants to drop price, the seller asks the agent may say don't need, or the agent don't even want to reply. Some they sell until they forget. The advertisement auto get removed from the portal, because every 1 month, if you don't pay renewal fee, you will get removed from the portal. So some people, they sell until no response, they also don't care. So actually, all these units can sell or cannot sell. My answer to you is all units can sell. There is no unit that cannot sell. There's only price that cannot sell. Okay, there's no units that cannot sell. Only wrong pricing. So first of all, of course, there's two kinds of seller in the market. There's one that really need to sell, one that don't really need to sell. So if you are the don't really need to sell, you can continue to try for high price and hope that you get it lah, you know. But if you are a seller that you are meeting a lot of issues, you need to sell in order to buy the next one, you need to shift, you have been selling very long for a certain reason, by when you need to move, then you better get a good agent. Because if you are still there stuck and you think that your price is correct, I can tell you your price is incorrect. A lot of these customers today that call me, number one, price is incorrect. Agent, everything also, yes. Nobody is willing to tell you the hard truth. Okay? Nobody is willing to tell you the hard truth. And then one very major problem. A lot of these sellers tell me, hey, I still got a lot of viewing leh. I still have a lot of people come and view leh. You know? I want to tell you something. Today, you have viewing but you cannot sell. What is the reason? Okay, the reason is very simple. Number one, if today what perception you have, you say this sentence that you say, I got viewing leh, but I got viewing leh, you are correct. That is the perception that your agent want you to have. Your agent want you to have is that you got viewing, it's not their fault that you cannot sell. But the thing is, are all these viewing qualified? A lot of this viewing, right, to make it simple, what is qualified, what is not qualified? A lot of people ask me this, what is qualified, not qualified? I tell you a very simple reason. I cannot be teaching you every single thing, okay? But very simple, a qualified buyer is a buyer that is able to place a deposit the day they view. A qualified buyer is a buyer that is able to place a deposit the day they view. A lot of these buyers, they cannot. Number one, they haven't sell their place. Number two, the other side haven't exercised or whatever, so they want to wait. Or number three, they still looking around, haven't even start marketing. There's a lot of these people around, okay? So you must make sure that your agent is not bringing up the CC look buyer to your unit, because you are wasting all your time staying at home, and every time a buyer come in, you say, oh, po-pi, the buyer buy, pray. But you don't even know that this buyer cannot buy your house. So very important, having a lot of viewing is incorrect today. I shared this in my Telegram group. I say that you don't need a lot of viewing. Why? Because in the recent months, right, I have sold a lot of units, and a lot of these units are sold within one or two viewing. But this one or two viewing may only come after 3 weeks, or okay, may only come after 4 weeks. Recently, we sold a HDB flat, okay? Location pretty ulu one, okay? We sold in about 1 month plus. We only make one viewing and we sold the unit. Why? Because in the 1 month plus, right, we couldn't get a qualified buyer, so we didn't open the unit for viewing. Once we get a qualified buyer, we arrange the viewing, we get the buyer to view, we have the correct pricing in that estate. So we are very confident that if the buyer really likes this estate and he's qualified, he will buy it. And that's it. We make the deal. My seller say something very funny. He say he has been talking to the relative. Then the relative say, why nobody come and view? Your agent beside lah. Your agent cannot lah. So she keep explaining to the relative. Say, no, Aaron don't anyhow bring people up one. Then he say, why your agent so proud one? then she tell me. Then I say, not proud, it's just that we don't want to do things wrongly, and we don't want to give you the wrong impression that, wow, your unit, a lot of people come and view. But the thing is, all these people that call, they're not qualified. I bring to you, make you happy, but in the end, you realize your unit still never sell. Why? because they are not qualified buyer. They haven't sell their place. They cannot buy a unit. So I don't want to waste your time also, ma. So I must make sure all the buyers are qualified. And then she say, why the relative say, wow, your agent are very proud. Quote price wrongly. He also don't want to take. Okay, I want to explain this point. Because today, the market is very tough. If the price you quote me to sell, example, you tell me, Aaron, I got blah, 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 I want to sell 500K. If I think this unit is not worth 500K or this unit cannot get 500K, I won't take your unit. Why? Because marketing cost is very high. If I take your unit and cannot sell, I'm going to lose money. So I want to be very frank with you. Sorry, I cannot take your unit because I know this price cannot sell. Then they will ask me, then the other customer did ask me, he said, Aaron, then why other agent willing to take? Two reasons. One, they don't know. Okay, they don't know. They don't know how to analyze. Number two, very simple. They take because they want to use your unit to fish for other customer. They take advertise your unit, not to sell. They want to get another buyer. You know, they want to get another buyer, bring the buyer to your neighbor that is selling that is cheaper or correct pricing. Understand or not? So you all have to understand the agenda of the agent. Not everybody is there trying to help you. Sometimes they make it seems like they are helping you, but they are trying to help themselves. You understand what I mean? Of course, I'm also trying to help myself to make a living lah. There's nothing wrong, man. I'm trying to make a living out of my profession, my job. But these people, they didn't even help you. I'm trying to help you sell your place so that I can make a living. They are not trying to help you sell your place. They are using you to help them make a living elsewhere. Understand? Okay, I don't know if you get it lah. You get it, okay? So I just want to explain all this to y'all because there's a lot of deception. A lot of things may not look like what it is today because the market is at a down market point. It's not an up market point where monkey also can sell house. So things get very tough, things get very difficult. You need to understand the gist of the market differently today. Okay, people are doing things differently today. How to do it correctly today to make sure that you can sell? That is very crucial. Especially, I have sellers that call me and say that, oh, their agent recommend them to do extension line. And then after 1 year, they still cannot sell. Guys, today, I give you a tip, okay? I give you a tip. If you want to go and do extension for whatever HDB flat that you're selling, then don't bother selling because it's going to be very, very difficult. So a lot of people do not understand. When last time there is very low supply, you ask for extension, people no choice. I give you because no supply ma. Low supply, high demand, people no choice. Now it's high supply, low demand. You ask for extension, there's another 5 units out there that don't need extension because they already gotten their BTO flats. There's another 5 units that may have already been empty because they already moved to their BTO flats. Then they need to sell within 6 months. So today, if you want extension, you can wait long, or you can drop your price, drop until very low. Then maybe somebody is willing to pay you. This is the only tip that I'm willing to share today, okay? Because there's a lot of very crucial nitty gritty things that you need to do correct in order to make it today, because this is a tough market. I've been talking to agents every week. I have agents coming to seek help from me, asking me how to improve their business. What are they doing correctly? Should they take this customer? Should they take that customer? How should they help their customer? I can tell you a lot of people is trying to adapt. A lot of people is trying to change because this year is the start of a different market. And next year, the year after, I believe the market is still going to be very tough. Okay? So if you don't get the correct G's, you are still at the up market motion, up market fundamentals, then you're wrong. Today, we are not there. Okay? Okay, don't want to talk so much already. 5 minutes already. Hit the like button, subscribe button, and see you in the next episode. And bye-bye.